Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be discussing why attractive women do not necessarily care about your ambition. Now this is going to be going against the grain to a lot of the things that I've said, because over this past, you know, 6 months to a year, I've been really driving into men's heads that in order to radiate the right type of masculine energy and to have a rock solid confidence within yourself, you have to be able to have that masculine drive and ambition. And when you have that, it's very attractive to women, and it is, but you have to understand this is conditional. Because deep down, she does not necessarily care about your ambition. We have to look bigger picture here and actually figure out why men are struggling in the first place with getting success with the type of partner that they want, even when they're implementing the right type of things that they should be implementing. This video is going to be breaking everything down for you step by step. Not only that, I'm going to be giving you a real life student example within my Masculinity Blueprint closed members group, and I see cases like this each and every single day. We're gonna keep his name confidential just cause I'm going to put the exact step-by-step message he has to me. He goes, "Casey, I'm having trouble getting women who already know me and my old ways to see me any different. I'm now a completely different person now. I'm physically fit and a lot more successful." Here's where he really got me. He goes, "They see it on IG." So he goes, "They see it on Instagram. How else can I go about changing their perception of me so I can start building attraction with the one I want?" Now, when you break this down, there's a couple things that are wrong from the get-go. First off, he's actually concerned about changing his perception in somebody else's eyes, which means that he cares about what the women think in the first place. And when he has to bring it to the attention on Instagram, essentially this is gloating or showboating, and she sees that insecurity and she sees that need for validation based off of your success or appearing that you have success or trying to put on some front. If you scroll down to my message, I go, "Besides social media, what real life in-person attempts have you had at meeting these women face to face?" He goes, "Have not had any real life in-person attempts since taking this course. Been trying to set it up through social media. Still in Los Angeles and on lockdown, so it's been somewhat difficult with women I already know." And here's where I really got him on the reply. I go, "The women you already know don't care what you post on social media because they know it's typically for ego or attention. Work on yourself and silence and be humble and let the actions speak louder than words. When you see them when lockdown's over, they're going to know that everything has changed and that everything is different." He goes, "Wow, that's so true. Now it makes sense. It's an ego booster and attention seeking. The shirtless pics and project announcements. Thank you for so much. I'll get back to work." Men have to understand this. The reason why attractive women do not care about your ambition is because attractive women care about results. And if you're a man with this masculine drive and with this ambition, what you have to understand is that you need to be results focused. Because if you don't have anything to show for yourself, what are you actually doing with your time? Where's your time going? And when you are actually doing this, why are you not improving, iterating, and actually seeing success day by day? Let me give you an example. This is the fat person who says every single New Year's they're going to do XYZ, but then the New Year rolls around the next year and they're still fat. Okay, this is the guy who says he's always going to build the business, or he needs to take all these pictures on Instagram to show people he has a business, but if you ask him, you know, how profitable his business was, or, you know, his profit and loss statement of what he's bringing in, he has no idea and he has no business mindset or capabilities. The thing is that your competence within yourself needs to improve if you truly are what you say you are, which is why if you truly do have masculine drive and ambition, the only way women actually start to care about that and you raise your perceived value in their eyes is if you have results to show for it. This is why I advise men getting ripped, right? Building the body in the gym, ensuring that they have the V taper so that way they look physically attractive, they look appealing, they're building the arms, they're building the shoulders, they're building the back. Because the fact is that an attractive woman is going to want an attractive man. And in this life, what you have to understand is that in order to be an attractive man, you're going to have to work. And your results are going to speak for themselves naturally. And guess what? Results will always speak louder than words. You're going to notice too that in your younger years, if you're a man who's between the ages of, let's say, 15 to 25, a lot of times you will be able to secure a woman. A lot of times you will be able to raise a woman's interest off ambition and off hustle alone. Meaning she's going to see that work ethic. She's going to see that steady masculine drive where you're actually putting forth these efforts to things you care about. But guess what happens as you get older? As you get older, she's focused on results. And if you're not actually up-leveling yourself, if she sees that you're putting time into yourself and it's not paying off, this is registering in her head as low competence. When you're a man who has low competence, not only are you going to struggle on the S3 actual playing field, but you won't actually have any rock-solid congruent results to be proud of within yourself as a man. There's three things that you have to remember and that you have to do in order to become an attractive man. The first thing that you have to remember and that you have to live by is that all success is measurable. If you're incline benching 185 pounds in the gym and you get that to 225 pounds in the gym, that is measurable success. You have up-leveled yourself as a man. Okay? Same goes with your finances and with your business. If you make 150 grand a year, and you up-level yourself to 300 grand a year, you have now up-leveled yourself. Everything can be tracked with true success markers and true success bench measures within yourself as a man. Which is why when you hear men say, well, I feel like I'm more mature. Which is why when you hear men say things like, I feel like I'm higher value, it does not count. Because in order to become higher value and up-level yourself, you have to have proof. The proof is in the pudding. That's number one. Number two, the older you get, you have to understand that women only care about your results. And as a man, as you increase in age, you need to actually be putting more focus on your results, on your wisdom, and every single way that you can actually start making these things come together as well. It's your duty as a man to carry these things out. And every time you neglect it, you're selling yourself short. And last but not least, the third, this is the most important. Successful men work in silence. You must understand that they're not worried about the Gucci jacket and the Supreme. They're not trying to look rich. They're not trying to do anything. You'll notice I film every single day in my Hanes $5 V-neck. And it doesn't matter how much money I'll make this year, because confidence within yourself comes from within when you know you have proof of results. And when you do this, you no longer feel the need to showboat. So here's what I would advise you to do. If you have not yet booked your call and submitted an application for the Men's One Percenter program, so that way I can teach you how to up-level your masculinity, up-level your attraction and your flirting capability, and not only that, ensuring that you're building the body to look strong, dominant, and masculine, I want you to go down below and book a call with Andre. Also, for the next 5 days, I am running $1 and $2 mini courses below. I highly advise you scooping all of those, because after that, Never Left on Red segments are going to be over and it will only go back to the paid in full version of the course. Those are the two things I think you need to do. Fill out an application to see if you are qualified to work one-on-one with me through Andre. Okay, real men invest in themselves. Real men have mentors. Real men take opportunities when it comes to coaching. And the people that I've seen that have the most success are the ones with the most mentors and actually are willing to learn and listen and not be so stubborn. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.